are weird indeed. Bob Vidone and the Rhythm Rockers. Yes, it's been a while, but it's me, the Great Satan, returning for another episode of Truckers Shuckers, Freaks and Geeks Halloween Edition. With me, Satan, broadcast from the third layer of hell as usual. Well, it's been a couple of years since you've heard from me, and I said one day I would return. Bit busy last year, but this year I'm back, and hopefully in good fashion. What have I been doing? Well, usual thing, pestilence, torture, you know, destruction, collecting Hummel kittens, hanging out with Smoker, just the general kind of things. Since he's had me sponsor his show, he's been doing a little better these days, so takes a little bit of extra. Minus Mark will not be joining you. He's out doing something weird. I don't know what. But this special Halloween episode, I will be playing, well, back to my roots, really. Back on the horror records. It's been a while since I've played horror records. So, gotta kick off this little Halloween treat with a couple of records about voodoo. Quite a fan of voodoo myself, and pretty much a fan of Laverne Baker. She's down here, actually. Works in the cafeteria. Voodoo, voodoo.
I thought I was a snake. I started crawling on the ground. Thought I was a dog. I started barking like a hound. Thought I was a coyote hauling at the moon. Stumbling and a-fumbling like a flip-minded goon. He done a voodoo to do me. He done a voodoo to do me. Hey. Just about as mixed up as a gal can be. He done a voo, 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 voo to me. If he couldn't have me all for himself, I wouldn't be any good for nobody else. I kinda think he meant every word he said. Sprinkle in the oogly all under my bed. He done a voodoo to do me. Oh, he done a voodoo to do me. Just about as mixed up as a gal can be. He done a voo, 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 voo to me.
Bells, bells, bells,
voodoo. Well, guess that's what I use. Yes, only you.
can't beat a bit of voodoo. That was the Ivories on the Roulette label. Roulette was a very evil label, owned by some minions of mine. Little bit shady, which is what I like. And although they're all passed away now, they are down here with me, and they run one of my corporations that handles the artist Justin Bieber, who I unleashed upon the, as a punishment, quite a few years ago. So while we're on the voodoo theme, as it were, another person you've probably never heard of is Johnny Perry. He's also into the voodoo thing. He likes to take his love to the voodoo man. Well, each to their own in these days of equality and political correctness, I guess. Take my love to the voodoo man on the Cherokee label.
Solve, just take it to the voodoo man. He knows all there ever was to know ever since the world began. He makes his brew in a big black pot and stirs it all night long. What he makes it of nobody knows, but as he stirs he sings this song. Double, double, toil and trouble, magic potion, bubble, 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 evil spirits, a hex on you, from this witch's brew. And if you drink it, so they say, the one you love will love you too, and your heart will never stray. Gonna take my love to the voodoo man, I wanna win her heart. That's the way I know she loves me too, and we'll never part. Double, double, toil and trouble, magic potion, bubble, 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 evil spirits, a hex on you, from this witch's brew.
Self-made god with an iron hand shapes in fear the childlike man. Dingaka, his land deceptive to the naked eye, like a green carpet stretching under the sky. A land where man plays the oldest game. If he lives, he gives thanks in his own god's name. To the sky, he sits up on his throne, for the hunger no vulture is known. Ding-dong. Whether young or old, whether weak or strong, the sun doesn't care about the right or the wrong. As it burns down upon this savage land, where only jungle law makes a man a man. Or if you want a taste of hell, just come you all to this ancient land, where there's an old, old story to tell. A self-made god, but with feet of clay, the witch man must die Vacron suit or a piece of cloth. Man draws to hate like the flame-seeking moth. Man also draws to the stars up above and to the gentle touch of his woman's love.
Yes, Ding Gaka, the witch doctor, good friend of mine, as was Farron Young, who actually put a bullet in his brain to join me. Something I'd like to say about the witch doctor. I would like to get this straight, once and for all, because there are many myths about my friend the witch doctor. But one thing I would like to tell you, on record, straight from my mouth, the witch doctor did many things, my friends, but I would like to let you know he never said, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. That is a myth. One I would like to stamp out officially here and now. Okay, so what do we have next? Next we have Jim and Rod on the Brunswick label. Formerly, not Jim and Rod, Jack and Jim. Formerly Jack and Jill, but, well, gender resignation, you know, whatever you call it. Jill is a him now, so. Midnight Monsters Hop, first in a couple of records about going out and dancing to things horrible, which I kind of like. I like that idea. So here it is.
Late one night when the moon was tall, the Midnight Monsters had a ball at the county morgue till the break of day. You could hear those monsters say, hey, goo,
hey, goo,
you're cool. At the Midnight Monster's Hop, the mummy was a front of the band. On the Yakety Sax, the Invisible Man, a zombie on the voodoo drum, and the guitar man was a real weird one. This gal,
this gal,
and they howl
and howl
at the Midnight Monster's Hop.
Everybody had screaming bar last night in Dracula.
Dracula Hall.
Count Dracula, well, bless my soul, took the thing from outer space and begged it to stroll. The five-fingered beast at the time of his life and threw an atom bomb at Dr. Cyclops' wife.
We had a ooh horror party. We had a ooh horror party. Everybody had a screaming ball. Last night at Dracula Hall.
Clock struck 12. I hollered out,
"Police!"
That's when Jack the Ripper did his party piece. There was a whole lot of shaking until the sun came up. With one more scream,
ah!
I woke up.
We had a ooh horror party. We had a ooh horror party. Everybody had a screaming ball. Last night at Dracula Hall. Everybody had a screaming ball.
Ah, the Dew Points with Screaming Ball at Dracula Hall. Good old friend of mine, Dracula. He's been on the show a few times before. Really want to say something about the hierarchy of my legions. Dracula pretty well up there. Pretty much, you know, the upper echelons of evil. Now, I want to say a word about the werewolf. Werewolves are my version of hobos. They crawl around in the night, scavenging on things, covered in fur. Really, they don't deserve the respect they get on all your movies and such like. Werewolves, basically, hell's hobos. Just thought you'd like to know that. And maybe the Frantics will tell you a little bit about this with their little song about my friend, the werewolf.
Even a man whose heart is pure and says his prayers at night can change to a wolf when the wolf bends. And the full moon shining bright.
Looking for
the healer monster twitching and bless my soul. Looks like he's doing the rock and roll. Got a little closer so I could see.
Hope that monster ain't looking for me.
We'll be right back.
That's your mama, son. There's the monster over there. Well, I got a little courage and I started to speak. My mouth got dry and my knees got weak. Heart was pounding, I was filled with fear. Think I better split out of here.
I'm gonna ask him myself. Mr. Monster, what are you looking for?
What do you think, man? I'm looking for a Gila Monster.
Well, pretty scary stuff. Gila Monster by Joe Johnson on the Cascade label. Yes, well, monsters, mummies, all kinds of horrible things here. I should just repeat that you're listening to Truckers, Chuckers, Freaks, and Geeks with me, Satan, broadcast from the seventh layer of hell. More fun and hilarity later. Keeping up the kind of horror theme. Who'd have thunk it, eh? Keeping up the horror theme this week, I'm going to go for a couple of records about haunted houses. Haunting's not really my division. More kind of it's a sideline hauntings. I mean, ghosts, really, they're not very scary, are they? Although we did model Justin Bieber on Casper. I don't know if any of you have actually realized that. So, with a couple of haunted house records coming up, we're going to kick off with Chris Klein on the Colt 45 label, named after one of my favorite guns, of course. This is Haunted House.
Man, you know that house up at the end of the road that nobody goes near? Well, let me tell you why they don't. Well, in the haunted house at the top of the hill, the spooks give around to test their skill. That struck a 12 every night. Sing me such a frightful sight. Stay away when the ghosts and the goblins play, when the hands of the clocks pull out midnight. Better get in out of sight. Well, the ghosts and the witches and the devil too are in there mixing up a brew. And if a man should venture near, his soul inside would disappear. Your soul and mine is in their brew. The fate of a witch we have no clue. All we do is hope and pray we'll be here another day. Stay away when the ghosts and the goblins play, when the hands of the clocks pull out midnight. Better get in out of sight. Well, a footloose life I did lead, my soul is filled with selfish greed. Thus my soul has found this plight, the devil's judging yours tonight. Oh, brother, hear me when I say you'd better live right every day, cause someday it will be your turn, and if you've thrown your soul, will burn. Stay away when the ghosts and the goblins play, when the hands of the clocks pull out midnight. Better get in out of sight.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. The bell started ringing and change ran loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Had one big eye and two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze. It did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet to sound like a drum.
Said you gonna be here when morning come.
Say yes, I'll be here when the morning come.
Thank you.
blazing hot. Coffee was a boiling in the pot. My grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space there sat a man on the hot stove with the pots and pans. Shout. He drank the hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank the hot grease from the frying pan. I said to me, you better run.
And don't be here when the morning comes.
Ah yes, a couple of records about the haunted house, and like I say, Casper. Casper makes me vomit, ectoplasm everywhere. But anyway, you know, I really should do more with him than keep sending him back as a teen idol. So, we've had the werewolf, we've had haunted houses, we've had various other nasty things. What else but my friend the mummy? I promise I won't play the Bob McFadden record again. That upset too many people. So this time we're going to talk all about not just the mummy, but his bracelet. The mummy's bracelet, Lee Ross on the Ray label, evil and also pretty fantastic.
Last night at the museum, they were searching for a trace of the thief who stole the mummy's bracelet from its case. And now tonight the mummy's curse is on his thieving head. For the mummy's come to life, awakened from the dead.
Give me my bracelet back.
The thief who stole the mummy's bracelet gave it to his love. And now tonight she wears it while the full moon's up above. But as she dances in his arms, a chill is in her veins. She seems to hear a ghostly voice echo this refrain.
Give me my bracelet back.
At last the dance is over, it's time to say goodnight. Her lover sees her to the door, she holds him very tight. She whispers, please don't leave me. Then upon the stairs, their blood runs cold because they see the mummy standing there.
Give me my bracelet back.
The mummy, he stretched out his hand to take the bracelet back. And where his fingers touched the flesh, it began to crack. Then right before her lover's eyes, she turned to stone. At least that's what they told him when they took him to the home.
I got my bracelet back.
And I'm gonna net you to our time. Goodness mine, we got to surrender by the 1st of November. I haunt you night and day. Well, I'm gonna get you trick or treat, trick or treat.
Treat, how appropriate for Halloween. That was my friend Brian Legs Walker. Legs and Walker? Does anybody see the paradox in the name there? Legs and Walker? I must see if he's down here, and maybe I should roast his legs just to teach him a lesson for having such a stupid name. All right, next on my agenda of horror. Okay, onward with the horror. As I look out of my window, I see many, many creepy things in the back of, well, I do have a window in hell. It's a condo. You can't live in fire all the time. I like to have something with a nice view. And, I have a kind of a graveyard at the back for, well, it's where I keep my skeletons. And, when the skeletons get a little restless at night, sometimes they like to do the boogie. Now, I know to you that sounds a little unlikely, but that is what happens. And, hey, I would know. I'm the expert. So we have Abby Link here, who recorded this for the STRC label, and this is the Skeleton Boogie.
Are you ready, James?
Laws of where I buried him. They're shaking all the dust away from off his bones, and he's hide away. That clicking and the clacking of his old dry bones won't leave my conscience alone. My blue skies of future are all overcast. The dark clouds of my conscience keep bringing up the past. My days are long and lonely. The night time I fear, although I changed my ways, it seems that I can hear.
Somebody rattling my skeleton, the deep dark claws of where I buried him. They're shaking all the dust away from off his bones in his hideaway.
That ticking and the clacking of his old dry bones won't leave my conscience alone.
Thank you. future are all overcast. The dark clouds of my conscience keep bringing up the past. My days are long and lonely. The night time I fear, although I change my ways, it seems that I can't hear
somebody rattling my skeleton in the deep dark alone.
To my back door, it was just a little shortcut, and I'd been that way before. Now graveyards make me nervous, and I was just about in tears when out of a grave walked Lucy Jones, and she'd been dead for years. Then just off to my right, I stood old Charlie Guest. Why, 10 years ago, I helped lay old Charlie to rest. And on my left was a shaking skeleton doing a graveyard dance. And I don't like to be around them bones, and them bones ain't wearing pants. Oh, I had a little talk with my feet, but my feet weren't talking back. I said, come on, feet, don't quit me now. Can't you make just a few more tracks? Then I saw old Charlie and Lucy doing a graveyard dance. And I don't like to be around them bones, and them bones ain't wearing pants. Well, I thought I'd tell everybody about everything I'd seen. But then I thought about the bug house, if you know what I mean. Well, I ain't going back to that graveyard. I ain't gonna take no chance. 'Cause I don't like to be around them bones, and them bones ain't wearing pants. No, I don't like to be around them bones, and them bones ain't wearing pants. Yeah, I don't like to be around them bones, and them bones ain't wearing
pants. Yeah, I don't really like to be around those bones when they ain't wearing pants either, but what are you gonna do? What else do you find in the graveyard? Well, you find things that are 6 feet under. Now, a lot of people don't really understand how it all works. You bury them. They rot for a while, they come up as skeletons. When the skeletons have eventually melted away, they become ghosts. We send them back to Earth and they bother the likes of you. So Bob Freifogel, a guy on the Wedge label, is going to explain the first process. Well, the second process. We go from death to 6 feet under, to skeletons dancing, to, you know, ghosts, who we don't really talk about, because, you know, I'm not fond of ghosts. Bob Freifogel, 6 feet under.
Flowers are wilted, the preacher's gone, and I'm left here jilted on the church house lawn. Through the old graveyard, I'm gonna walk around and bury my heart where it won't be found. 6 foot under, 6 foot under, 6 foot under, down in the cold, cold ground. Like a fool I trusted your honey-like words. Now my heart is broken, it's off of the birds in the deep, deep. I'll banish safe and sound where you can't get to it. Kick it around. 6 foot under, 6 foot under, 6 foot under, down in the cold, cold ground. Under,
6 foot under, down in the cold, cold ground.
Lord, I'm gonna quit my mean, this ain't going honky-tonkin' again. Black snake's crawling in my room, they won't let me be. It's that old red devil creeping up on me. I could find a long time, thought that I was smart. Shooting dice and drinking wine and breaking poor girls' hearts. My past overtook me now, I know I've lost the race. Cause when I look out my window, I can see that awful face. Old red devil creeping up on me. Lord, I'm gonna quit my meanness, ain't going on another spree. There's butterflies before my eyes and nightmares in my sleep. It's that old red devil creeping up on me. Now boys, take this warning, take food advice. If you the awful shape of men, I wouldn't have to tell you twice. Don't trade love and happiness and live in a world of sin. When I look out my window, I can see him peeping in. It's that old red devil creeping up on me. Lord, I'm gonna quit my meanness, ain't going on another spree. There's butterflies before my eyes, nightmares in my sleep. It's that old red devil up on me. It's that old red devil creeping up on me. It's that old red devil creeping up on me.
Oh, he really shouldn't have. Oh, I always feel slightly embarrassed and thrilled when people sing about me. Oh, the old red devil. And yes, I do remember creeping up on him, and Hollis Champion, that was. I was creeping up on him, if I remember rightly, I had permission to do so, because he was a notorious baby puncher. I think he punched 18 babies in Lincoln County, where he was, and on the Lincoln label we recorded that for. I'm kind of like Dexter, if I have the go-ahead for someone doing something bad that I may or may not have made them do anyway, then I will often chase them. So a little bit of voodoo again, going back to the voodoo thing. This is on the Jack B label. Jimmy Holmes and Voodoo Dolly. He enjoys playing with dollies. Hey, each to his own. It's witchcraft, the Blue Echoes. Can't get enough of witchcraft. The witches are kind of my servants, my female servants, when they're not out doing witches. Well, when they're not out witchcraft, and you can imagine what they do, and it's kind of nice. Why not? I'm Satan. I can have them do what I want. So, next we got a couple of whiny, sissy babies who are all worried about nightmares. Well, my friends, nightmares are the stuff of my dreams. Does that make any sense? Whatever. Billy Sills on the Decca label, whining about his nightmare.
I went to a record hop last Saturday night. I danced so much I got a big appetite. I ate a 2 dozen hot dogs and a quart of ice cream. Then I went home to bed and had a crazy dream. I dreamt I was all dancing at a bopping school. The principal walked in, I said, "Hi, Daddy Cool." I saw a hound dog dancing with a teddy bear, and I woke up screaming, "Yeah,
nightmare!"
Well, I couldn't stop a shaking when I woke up. You know that crazy dream, it had me all shook up. But in a little while I went back to sleep, and I had another dream that really gave me the creeps. I dreamt I saw my English teacher doing the bop with a great big fat girl singing at the hop. I saw a pair of short shorts floating in the air. I woke up a screaming,
"Nightmare!"
And had another dream. I dreamt I was drowning in a bowl of ice cream. But then my ever-loving baby threw a line to me. She was pulling me right out of that crazy sea. Then my ever-loving baby let go of that line. As I was going down for my third and last time, I heard my loving baby shout out, "So long, Square." I woke up a screaming,
"Nightmare!"
I was an angel that
fell into disgrace. My wings came off and left me, and I flew out into space. The darkness had no bottom, through emptiness I fell. My face began to laugh at me, and then I heard it yell, "Nightmare!" Villains and meanies tracking me down, "Nightmare!" Devils and genies floating around, "Nightmare!" Witches and goblins walking on air, "Nightmare!" I found a bush of goldfish in a hothouse packed with ice. My pockets couldn't hold them, so I traded them for mice. The mice turned into rabbits and then to kangaroos. They auctioned off my union suit to pay my union dues. Nightmare! Villains and meanies tracking me down. Nightmare! Devils and genies floating around. Nightmare! Witches and goblins walking on air. Nightmare! A space patrolman caught me and took me to the moon. But I flew back to nature on a two-bit toy balloon. I landed in the ocean right on a buttercup and lived on pickled herring until someone woke me up. Nightmare! Villains and meanies tracking me down. Nightmare! Devils and genies floating around. Nightmare! Witches and goblins walking on air. Nightmare!
Devils and meanies, villains and meanies, pickled herring. Nightmare, I think that guy needs to see a shrink of some kind. Anyway, that was Jack Turner on the RCA label. Nightmare. Doesn't sound very nightmarish to meanies. What's a meanie? Anyway, next we have a fellow recounting something that I don't really remember. I don't remember racing this sap at all. This is a track called Race with the Devil. I do recall my race with the devil with Gene Vincent. But this guy? I don't remember this guy. Russ Sainty is his name. He was a limey English hellion, and there was also a version of this recorded on the Dot label by Johnny David, which I was going to play, but the evil Mr. Minus wants to play that on the Dot Rocks show, whatever the heck that is. So I've gone with Russ Sainty's version of Race with the Devil. He does seem to have sampled me in it, because you can actually hear me at one point, so that's something to save it. Here it is anyway, it's on the Decca label.
I was young, well, I was full of life. Dreamed of a home, a family and a wife. But somehow, well, my dreams fell through, leaving my heart a feeling like I do. My life is a race, a race with the devil, a race with the devil. Real hard, well, just to pay my rent. Work real hard and don't waste a cent. Had many jobs that I didn't like so well. Swept many floors and drove many nails. My life is a race with the devil, a race with the devil. I drink and gamble, that's the reason I love to ramble. And at last when I leave this earth, I'll race with the devil for all I'm worth. My life is a race with the devil, a race with the devil. I shouldn't do it. May hell be as happy as the road that leads to it. Why should I try to change my way? I'll outrun the devil on Judgment Day. My life
rebel. Did you ever see the devil rooting up the ground with his old wooden shovel and his teapot and kettle and his pitchfork ladle and his old hard head? I'd seen old Satan last Saturday night. The fire and the furnace and his lights were bright. All hopped up singing crime don't pay. Well, the boogeyman gets you one of these. Hey, look out, boy, for old Uncle Rebel. 10 big horns and an old wooden shovel. High as a kite singing crime don't pay. Well, the boogeyman gets you one of these days. He never was a quitter. A half-baked brother to the purple people leader. He will chase you all around and catch you when you can. Telling you, Uncle, he's a devil, not a man. Hey, look out, boys, for old Uncle Rebel. 10 big horns and an old wooden shovel. High as a kite, singing crime don't pay. Well, a boogeyman gets you one of these days. Yeah. The devil's in his eye. Chase you all around with a shovel in his hand. I'm telling you, Uncle, he's a devil, not a man. Hey, look out, boys, for old Uncle Rebel. 10 big horns and an old wooden shovel. High as a kite, singing crime don't pay. Well, the boogeyman gets you one of these days.
Ten horned devil? Ten? What's he talking about, ten? I have two horns. Who does this person think he is to accuse me of having ten horns? Oh, his name is Prince Arky. Well, he calls himself a prince and spouts off junk about me having ten horns. I am, in fact, a two horned devil, and if anyone else says any different, then I will smite them. Anyway, what do we got next? We got a bit of a monster record next. This is Nervous Norvus. There's a name I like. And he wants to tell you all about something that you do see occasionally zipping through the night sky here down in hell. The Fang.
Doodly-ya-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. Doodly-ya-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. One morning I was born on the planet Mars. I gassed up my cradle and I shot through the stars and I landed on Earth with a solid bang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. Now it didn't take me long to get settled down, cause when I dug the cool chicks in every town, I said, this is it, cat, let's get earthbound. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I got a bebop cap man, a real stingeree, and a solid gold keychain down to the knees, and real nervous pegs with a crazy crease. I'm the Fang. The Fang. I'm the Fang. Man, I'm feeling just like a newborn colt. I'm gonna hit these chicks with a Martian jolt, cause I'm a red hot daddy with 1,000 volts. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. Now I meet this earth cat and he says, hi you all, man, you're real nervous, you feel like a ball. I said, sure daddy. He said, let's find a hall. He didn't know I was a Fang. The Fang. The Fang. So we dug a cool hall and tried it on for size, and all the cats were jumping to a rock and roll cry, and every Melaroonie chick just glued her eyes on the Fang. On the Fang. On the Fang. My feet started flashing like the noonday sun, and my blue suede were hotter than a $2 gun, and the chicks all yelled, daddy, oh, you're the one, you're the Fang. You must be the Fang. You're the Fang. Now when I left that hall about 12 midnight, I was an outer space poppet that was feeling right, cause every chick in the house was mine on sight. Man, I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang. I revved up my rod and flashed into flight, and I sped through the stars back to Mars, my delight. And I know those earth chicks are dreaming tonight of the Fang, of the Fang, of the Fang.
Listen to Jekyll and Hyde, Jekyll and Hyde. I guess I'm just a Jekyll and Hyde. I'm going steady with Mary Lou. Oh, she's so sweet and our love is true. Everything's right when we kiss goodnight, but the minute I get out of her sight, suddenly the devil in me starts to rage.
Well, one close friend of mine, or two close friends. I view them as different people. Anyway, let's see how much time we have left. On this night of evil, there goes the bell saying it's 7 minutes left. What can we do with 7 minutes? Well, how about a little bit of a breaking record? This is a breaking record about Frankenstein. Frankenstein of 50.
They said it couldn't be done.
Couldn't be done. Couldn't be done. Couldn't be done.
But now, at last, I've created the Frankenstein monster.
This is Count Dracula speaking. The Frankenstein monster has escaped.
Don't try to hide. I'm eerie, please.
We're here in Washington at a special meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, the President.
Hello, baby.
Mr. President, what happens if the monster cannot be stopped?
Problems, problems, problems all day long.
Army radar has picked up the monster, heading toward Philadelphia.
This is Westbrook Van Eastbrook reporting. We're now here in Philadelphia, where the entire U.S. Army is awaiting the Battle of the Century. We've spotted the monster coming this way. It's Frankenstein.
Just call my name.
The army has opened fire on the monster. But he still keeps coming. Hold your fire. Dr. Frankenstein's chief assistant is stepping forward.
He's trying to speak to the monster.
You don't remember me, but I remember you.
The monster is attacking him. All efforts to stop Frankenstein have failed. There is only one hope left.
I, Count Dracula, will speak to the monster in the only language he understands.
Come prima, più di prima, camerò.
It's no use. Nothing can stop the monster. He's heading into the local television studio. Frankenstein is dancing on Bandstand. It looks like all the monster wanted to do was dance with the teenagers.
Oh, baby, that's what I like!
Of course, the story you've just heard, well...
Oh, goodness, that was awful. Anyway, what do we have there? That was, Frankenstein... R59 Part 1, I won't play Part 2. The Buchanan and Gooden Orchestra with Count Dracula. I don't think Count Dracula was on there. That was someone doing a bad impersonation. You know how I feel about bad impersonations, right? So I think it's about the end of the day, end of this edition of Truckers, Shuckers, Freaks and Geeks with me, Satan. It's really been quite cathartic for me to be with you again. It's been a few years and... Well, hopefully, if everything went right, you heard some of my older shows, and I'm hoping I'll be back next year, because taking a year off, it kind of makes Satan feel bad, and, you know, the only thing that can kind of make me feel better is waging war on various small countries, which always picks me up a little bit. But anyway, what am I going to leave you with? I'm going to leave you with one more tune. All right, taking us out of Halloween 2013, we have my old friend Johnny Fever. Speaking about something we all need a little more of in our life. Zombies!
I may be walking, I may be talking, drinking and eating, but my heart is beating. What am I, baby, since you went away?
Zombies!
Open, but they ain't seeing. Well, I just don't feel like a human being. What am I, baby, since you went away?
Zombie!
A walking, talking zombie.
Yeah!
And that's the only baby lifting spell. You know I love you more than words can tell. All you gotta do to set me free is stay hopeless, focus, come back to me. Without you, baby, I just ain't living. Well, I'm baby, baby, who won't you be forgiving? What am I, baby, since you went away?
Zombie!
A broken, broken zombie.
Yeah!
Turn around. There may be something behind.